Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Peter, do you want to have a look at your diary together? As this is the first year we've been using them, I'd really like to get some feedback from you on how useful you think it has been.
No problem, Claire. Let me get it.
Right. Well, you've certainly been making good use of it. I mean, look how much you've written since September. Let's start with the part where you write about the lessons and what you've got out of them. Do you think that it's helped you to write it down?
Definitely, in lots of ways. First of all, I have a bad memory, so writing down what we do in class helps me to remember.
Okay, that's a good point.
Writing down what I find difficult is also very useful. I like it when you look at my diary each week to help me with my problem. It's easier than asking lots of questions in class or looking for the answer after class.
That's great. Is there anything else that you find good about your diary?
I also like making comments on what I liked and didn't like doing in the class. I think maybe it helps you to know us better and to make the class more interesting. I also try to make constructive comments.
Thank you. Your comments definitely help me understand how you learn best and what works in class.
The only problem with diaries is that they take a lot of time to write. At the beginning, it was difficult to remember to write them, but it's better now that we have time at the end of class.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to do anything different in your diary? Don't you think there's anything missing?
Well, you never marked my English. I think it would be good if you corrected it.
Yes, but I decided not to, so that you could write freely and express yourself without being marked all the time.
Yes, but if we spend all that time writing in English, it's better to know our mistakes.
Okay. I'll ask the rest of the class and see what everyone thinks. It's a good comment, and if the others agree, then I don't mind pointing out some of the most important mistakes you make. I'll see what they say. Anyway, thanks for your help, and I'm very glad that you enjoy using your diary.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
So, Peter, do you want to have a look at your diary together? As this is the first year we've been using them, I'd really like to get some feedback from you on how useful you think it has been.
No problem, Claire. Let me get it.
Right. Well, you've certainly been making good use of it. I mean, look how much you've written since September. Let's start with the part where you write about the lessons and what you've got out of them. Do you think that it's helped you to write it down?
Definitely, in lots of ways. First of all, I have a bad memory, so writing down what we do in class helps me to remember.
Okay, that's a good point.
Writing down what I find difficult is also very useful. I like it when you look at my diary each week to help me with my problem. It's easier than asking lots of questions in class or looking for the answer after class.
That's great. Is there anything else that you find good about your diary?
I also like making comments on what I liked and didn't like doing in the class. I think maybe it helps you to know us better and to make the class more interesting. I also try to make constructive comments.
Thank you. Your comments definitely help me understand how you learn best and what works in class.
The only problem with diaries is that they take a lot of time to write. At the beginning, it was difficult to remember to write them, but it's better now that we have time at the end of class.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to do anything different in your diary? Don't you think there's anything missing?
Well, you never mark my English. I think it would be good if you corrected it.
Yes, but I decided not to, so that you could write freely and express yourself without being marked all the time.
Yes, but if we spend all that time writing in English, it's better to know our mistakes.
Okay. I'll ask the rest of the class and see what everyone thinks. It's a good comment, and if the others agree, then I don't mind pointing out some of the most important mistakes you make. I'll see what they say. Anyway, thanks for your help, and I'm very glad that you enjoy using your diary.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.